afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host today, Dave Allen, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. Good afternoon, Dave.
Happy hump day, Melody.
Yes, and to you. And I just want to let the listeners know, thank you for your patience for these past 2 days. There were some technical problems where we actually produced the program. And so you had to, yesterday we did a pre-recorded program, but Monday was a replay. And today, let me pinch myself, I am live. I am alive. And so we're live today for Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. Wendy Wilson will be joining us here in just a few short moments. But first, I've got to go ahead and do the update for the markets report. And gold today had a decent day, still below 1% gain. But hey, we'll take it, up 770 right now in the New York spot price, aftermarket at $1,232.80. Silver was up 15 cents, almost 1%, at $15.68. Platinum did make it over the 1%, up 12 at 848, and palladium was up 25, 942. The USDX today on those numbers of the precious metals, you know it's going to be a little weaker, down 0.41 at 94.19, with crude oil up 0.85 at 69.37. And the stock markets today, oh, let's see, you have the Dow up 172 points, so 25,414. The NASDAQ was up 91, 7,932. She'll hit 8 before it breaks. And the S&P was up 25 at $2,846. 10-year yield, 2.94%. The euro, of course, was stronger. And let's see if there's any other. No, everybody is happy again. Bitcoin is roaring once again, although it was down a little over 1.25% today. And I guess we'll talk more about the markets. We're going to talk a little bit about derivatives. We're going to talk about a bunch of things today, so make sure you stay tuned. But first, we have Wendy Wilson joining us from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody. Hello, Dave.
Hey there. How are you, Wendy?
We're good. We're going to talk about light bulbs today. Really, artificial light is what we have when we talk about light bulbs. And how do they affect our health? You know, people today rarely notice the type of lighting that they're working under or have in their homes. And the standard incandescent light, that bulb was patented in 1879. But by 1835, the first constant electric light was on the market. Now, for over 40 years, the light bulb did go through a lot of improvements. And we got the fluorescent bulb. It came to light in the 1950s. And it was really because we were told the fluorescents were better than the incandescents, saved 75% energy, and so we went with the fluorescents. And now we have the LED light bulbs. It was being developed. The LED was being developed by GE in the 1960s, and they were first tested in your traffic lights. So if we fast forward to 2010, we see now the LEDs really becoming part of household item, and we're replacing all those fluorescent bulbs. So the LEDs are said to be more luminous, and we're also they have developed to be 7 times more energy efficient, is what we're told. And it sounds like, you know, we've come a long way from the oil lamp, really. But with all this energy efficient artificial light, should we be aware that there may be some effects? Have you heard of any effects from the LED light bulbs? No?
I have a harder time falling asleep, for one thing.
Right, right. Okay. Well, in September 2011, the University of Haifa, that's in Israel, they were testing the LED bulbs, and they found that these lights have an effect on the human body. So the study included scientists from the Light Pollution Science and Technology Institute in Italy, and also the National Geophysical Data Center in Boulder, Colorado. So they reported that these high-pressure sodium bulbs, that's what an LED bulb is, produces a different hue of light. It has an orange and yellow hue to it, but it looks blue. And these lights turn out to be 5 times more dangerous to humans than the old-fashioned incandescent bulbs. So you might be saying, well, how are they more dangerous? Well, people do like the LEDs. They say, hey, the light's cleaner, crisper, more luminescent, it fills the room with light. And that may be, but according to the research team, which they published their report in the Journal of Environmental Management, they say your LED bulbs suppress melatonin in the human body by 5 times. So that may be why you're having trouble getting to sleep, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
But
certainly my wife.
Yeah. Well, so what we really have is light pollution from this new light technology. So how is the LED bulb affecting the physiology of the human body? Well, the research team in Israel said the LED bulb emits this white light, and it uses the orange and yellow light, but it looks blue. And because of this, it has this short wavelength. It's a spectrum of 450 to 500 nanometers. And this creates what is called a greater effect of suppressing melatonin. So this affects the biological clock that produces a lot of health concerns. And scientists have shown that your natural melatonin offers a lot of antioxidant benefits to the human body. And antioxidants, we're told, help protect us from certain diseases like cancer and cataracts, for example. Now, here's a quote from Professor Abraham Hayim. He's with the Center of Interdisciplinary Chronobiology, a research university of Haifa. He says, just as there are regulations and standards for classic pollutants, there should also be regulations and rules for pollution stemming from artificial light at night, end of quote. So, you know, you might want to ask the question, you know, well, how is this affecting the melatonin? Well, the research team said your LED bulbs affect your pineal gland in your brain, which alters the production of melatonin. So the scientists actually compared your LED lights to other types of light bulbs, like your street lights, road lights, mall lights, and the effect on the human brain and the altering of the melatonin was greater than 5 times with the LED lights. And this effect can cause a myriad of health problems, and they listed them. Mood swings, insomnia, behavior changes, headaches, depression, dizziness, irritability, digestive problems, chronic pain, immune system suppression, increased risk of type 2 diabetes, increased risk of high blood pressure and heart disease, hormonal imbalance, premature aging, and cognitive decline. Goodness, all from an LED bulb.
That's incredible.
I know. Now, before you guys run out and stock up on melatonin supplements, you should know that, you know, that's a sticky wicket, and you can get the imbalance worse than what you have now. So you be careful with that. And, you know, the research team also compared your LED bulbs that we're all using to what is called the metal iodide or HPS bulbs. Now, these generate that really, really bright white light often used in stadiums at night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they found that the halide lights suppress the melatonin also, but only by 3 times compared to the LED by 5 or more times. Here is a quote again from Dr. Hayim. He says, the current migration to the white light bulbs will increase melatonin suppression in humans and animals. He says Israel is going to take the first step to require packaging of the bulbs to list wavelength, for it is the wavelength that influences the melatonin production, and that needs to be brought to the public's attention. Also, Dr. Fabio Falchi, he's with the Light Pollution Science and Technology Institute in Italy. He says the lamp manufacturers cannot claim they didn't know about these consequences of artificial light at night. He said legislation needs to be in place with protective regulation and standards to protect us from the dangers of light pollution, end of quote. So GE and all these other places that make these bulbs, they know what these bulbs do.
You know, when they were changing over the light bulbs, and I went out and bought a couple years supply, probably 10 years of the old light bulbs.
I know, a lot of people did that.
Yeah. I know, I did. But my question is, what is the length of time that, I mean, I get that, you know, you live in your home and so forth, but, you know, you have the lights off at night. Does it sort of regenerate if you're out of that light for a period of time, or is there a time length that you're exposed?
Usually you're under lights, you know, it just depends on what season we're talking about. You know, once you move into the winter equinox, you're under those lights more per, you know, 12-24 hour day. So the longer you're under them, the worse it gets. So if you can limit your exposure, the scientists really didn't go into how long it takes to affect your pineal gland, but I would say probably within 2 weeks is about, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, there was this previous study in 89 by the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health, and they reported back then the light wavelength affects human biological rhythms and that light sources need to take this into account for health and comfort. And what they stated briefly in their report was the effects of light on human behavior, your body temperature, your melatonin will vary depending on the wavelength. They say light with long wavelengths like 400 to 800 nanometers have a low color temperature and a red light base, and they have little influence on the human biological rhythm, so they're fine. It's the light with the green and blue light with the mid to short wavelength of 550 nanometers that also have that high color temperature, they say, that have the greater influence on melatonin and your biological rhythms, and they offer that high light intensity that everybody likes because it illuminates a room. By the way, your full spectrum lights have a wavelength of 400 to 800, so it's a bit longer. It's not the short wavelength, so they should be healthier for you. Now, have you guys heard of the security risks that LED lights also offer? Have you heard this?
I don't think I have.
Security risks?
No? Okay, well, I was surprised to find this out when I was kind of putting this thing together. There have been reports your LED lights have a capability to be used as a surveillance light bulb. It is unsettling to think that your light above your head could be watching you, but here is a quote from Dr. Alan Dix. He's the director of computational foundry at Swansea University in the UK. He says, if you have several LEDs, they can be used to make a rudimentary camera. Each LED light bulb uses a small array of LEDs to create a bright enough light, so this is effectively becomes a low-resolution video camera, a bit like a fly's compound eye. And Computer World and Diane Storm also said, LED light can spy covertly by listening and sending audio over 300 meters away on as an eavesdropper. So your LED fixtures, they say, have become the backbone of new surveillance systems and recording you. They are being installed in public places such as airports, train stations, and libraries, end of quote.
So LEDs can be hacked?
Right, Wi-Fi. So your whole conversation, your behavior can be taped and videotaped and audiotaped and sent over Wi-Fi. This is what Hugh Martin, he's the CEO of Sensity Systems, he says, it's not the green side of saving energy by automatically turning lights on and off that has your local port authority all excited. He says, instead, the excitement comes from the mountains of data they will capture by the sensors and analyzed by software about your ordinary habits. And so he said law enforcement's able to obtain this data with a written request or even a subpoena. So, you know, use caution, you know, with your conversations and activities, I guess, with all this Wi-Fi around now. And I know the next time you go out to shop for light bulbs, you're going to say to yourself,
I don't have to.
you're going to say, these LEDs needs, guess what? These LEDs need to be discarded in a special way. There's like hazmat protocols. They are environmentally hazardous if you drop and break them.
I know. Yeah.
And so the LEDs also may cause serious health problems, and also they may spy on you. So therefore, you may want to buy a different kind of light bulb out there. I mean, I had no idea it was is being used in a technology that was, you know.
Well, you know, you mentioned also about the going back to how the artificial light emits a blue and green. Mm-hmm. That's the blue is the same that's on the computers.
Well, those are blue lights, exactly. And a lot of people, a lot of neurologists are saying, people that are on tablets and computers and iPhone, all the, you know, they're having trouble sleeping. You know, and it's and a lot, one neurologist said he was concerned that it may be rewiring everybody's brain. So these devices really have no long-term testing, but you know, people are we're all just an experiment. Let's put it that way.
Yes, we are. And,
well, and it seems like
failed ones at that.
Yeah. Well, it seems like we have to be on our defenses to protect our health all the time now, more than ever before, because we're bombarded with so many elements that really aren't healthy for us. So that's why, you know, helping to keep your body free of impurities is really almost a requirement now. So if anybody's interested in a safe, effective way to cleanse your organs and even your blood system, they can give us a call and we can send them information in our product catalog. And by the way, we just came out with two new formulas because people kept asking for formulas for kidney stones and adrenal glands. So we have two new formulas for those.
And, everybody's getting kidney stones.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's a way to deal with those as painless as possible without all the drugs. And, of course, you know, going to the doctor now, even if you have insurance, it's almost like, you know, you don't have insurance. So,
that's true.
I mean, I feel sorry for these young kids in, you know, in their 20s and 30s. You know, they've got insurance through employers, but the deductibles and the co-pays are just killing them. So.
Yes, yes. They are. Well, give us your contact information, Wendy.
Absolutely. They can give Apothecary Herbs a call toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663. I've been told I say that way too fast, so I'm slowing it down. 866-229-3663, or visit our website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. There you go.
You did slow that down, didn't you?
I did.
I'm thinking, is there something wrong with her?
No, I get
She's been staring into the blue light.
Oh, I get calls from your listeners that say, I had to wait and wait and wait and catch it like a couple of times. You say it too fast, so okay, I'm slowing it down.
Well, good, good. Why don't you go ahead and repeat it? We only got about 15 seconds left.
Sure. But... the number is toll-free, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Till next time, bye-bye.
Alrighty, thank you, Wendy. We always appreciate you. Listeners, give her a call. Get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. And we're going to be heading into a break, and we'll be right back right after these few short messages.
Welcome to your life.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host Dave Allen, and we had a great first segment with Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs. And visit our website, Discount Gold and Silver, at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, or call us toll-free, 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. $300 today will get you a $25 face value of 90% silver. And these are just great buys for silver. I mean, silver eagles are beautiful. They're 1 ounce. They're nice. They're clean. They're stackable. They're beautiful. But you're going to pay a premium for them. And 90% silver, there for a while, there was like, why pay the premium for 90% silver? The premiums were so high, I wouldn't have purchased it, you know, because there was other product to buy at, you know, where you got a little bit better deal. But the deal today is that 90% silver. So make sure you give us a call at 800-375-4188 and add a 10th ounce American Gold Eagle. You know, throw one of those in there. I mean, gold eagles, 1 ounce, 1 ounce buffaloes. It's all the steel right now at these low, low prices. So give us a call at 800-375-4188. And let's talk a little bit about some mortgages. We have, I don't know if this has California numbers, but I did see that California's numbers were just tanking for their housing markets, but the demand from home buyers, it's been falling again. It's still sliding. 0.2% drop in mortgage application volume last week from the previous week. The volume was 12.6% lower than a year ago. Now, this number was coming from the Mortgage Bankers Association, and this number is also seasonally adjusted, and this data was released today. And so potential home buyers, they're coming up against some high prices, very little supply. We do see some supply that is slowly trickling back into the market as we see home prices rise. But the affordability, however, is still weakening. And fewer buyers have the means to buy what they like and where they like it.
Yeah, I mean, mortgage applications to purchase a home fell 1% for last week. That's the lowest level since May, Melody. I mean, purchase volume was 2% higher compared with a year ago. Given this increase in supply, this purchase demand ought to be rising more, but it's not. Applications to refinance a home, on the other hand, gained 1% for the week, but were 30% lower than a year ago. Although that's when the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage was 60 basis points lower. Thank you, Federal Reserve. The adjustable rate mortgage share of activity also increased slightly. As we know, borrowers often turn to these so-called ARMs when home prices are higher, because ARMs can offer lower interest rates, you know, at least in the short term. The average contract interest rate for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages with loan balances of $453,000 or less remained unchanged at 4.77%. You know, Joel Kahn, who's an analyst of the Mortgage Bankers Association, says he thinks Treasury yields are up because of, you know, the Fed signaling more rate hikes this year, the strong economy, and low employment, at least as reported by the federal government. He said, quote, "But continuing trade tensions between the U.S. and China kept Treasury rates down, which means mortgage rates were unchanged for the week before."
Well, you know, we did have the mortgage rates. So they've been, you know, kind of stuck in a rut for more than a month. But I think they're probably poised to move higher. You have the Treasury yields. They moved sharply higher to start this week. And, of course, after the comments came from the administration about the Federal Reserve's strategy of raising rates could hurt the U.S. economy. And we know, and we've talked about this, how mortgage rates, that they follow the yield on the 10-year Treasury. And that's why we give the numbers over on a daily basis on the 10-year Treasury. The average rate on the 30-year fix has moved 9 basis points higher in the past few days, and the markets then settled, but rates did not. I thought this was interesting because, you know, I don't know how I thought it was interesting, and I wanted to share it, and I'm not sure what it means, if it means anything, but it's interesting. And we have Ivanka Trump is closing her business, her fashion brand. There's been a lot of streams of criticisms about potential conflicts of interest. There's been some protests. She's going to close her fashion brand. Roughly a year ago, she did stop working directly with the company to serve as a senior advisor at the White House. She employs this fashion brand, employs 18 employees. They were informed yesterday that the business would be ending for good. Ivanka said she was hoping to avoid any potential conflicts of interest in the future and focus on her role in Washington. She said she doesn't know if she will ever go back to working in fashion. And she says, when we first started this brand, no one would have predicted the success that we would achieve. So after 17 months in Washington, she says she does not know when or if she will return to the business, but she does know that her focus for the foreseeable future will be the work that she's doing. So I'm really not sure. I think it's kind of interesting. Does it mean anything, Dave?
Well, I guess time will tell. I mean, you know, a number of things could be going on there that, you know, that led to this decision. Who knows? It could have something to do with, you know, their perception of where the Mueller investigation may be going. You know, there, as we get closer to the midterm elections, there are more and more criticisms calling out, you know, about, you know, violations of the emoluments clause, and you know, with Pruitt at the APA, at the EPA, having been banged and banged and banged again, deservedly for his excesses and questionable some of his questionable self-serving decision making. You know, it could be that, you know, Ivanka's just being proactive. I mean, you know, the company, although it's private, you know, is reportedly doing good, doing well. We do know that, you know, her licensed apparel climbed more than 60% last year to $47.3 million. We're not sure, you know, how much of that is profit. It could be that less and less of it is profitable. And it could be strictly, you know, that kind of decision, you know, a nuts and bolts ones. But, you know, although the licensing agreements she has aren't going to be renewed, they will reportedly run their course until they expire. That is until, you know, the high heels, jewelry, and other fashion wear are out of stock. So for now, you know, sounds like shoppers can still buy from Dillard's and Bloomingdale's, Zappos, and Amazon. Just be forewarned. The end is in sight, Melody.
Well, you know what? It's interesting because I know she's still getting a lot of trademarks because there was a lot of, well, not a lot, but a little bit of controversy over, you know, after certain deals were got done, all of a sudden, you know, she'd get a few of her trademarks and approved in China. So I don't know if that they were getting more heat, you know, and was it a coincidence? I don't know. You know, was it intentional by the Chinese as a return of favor? I don't know. I don't think we'd ever be able to prove anything, but you know, it is a coincidence and it is interesting. I'm wondering if her political career is maybe it won't be Trump on the ticket in 2020. Maybe it'll be Ivanka and Kushner.
Well, you know, that sounds far fetched to some, I'm sure, but let's not count that out. You know, probably.
You heard it here first.
There you go. The husband-wife team will soon. They'll rule term two of the Trump years, right?
Well, you know, that's funny. I didn't think of it as a husband and wife team, as you know, how you could promote that and so forth, and it could gather some steam. But speaking of houses, when we came onto the program, you know, we saw this headline about people are selling their homes for Bitcoin.
Isn't that crazy?
Nuts.
I mean, this report falls under the category you have to see it to believe it, or what the heck is next? I mean, if you're one of the tens of people in the world thinking there just aren't enough options for the average blockchain enthusiast / house hunter who's looking to convert $2 million worth of non-state-backed digital currency into the country's greatest natural investment, real estate, well, then we've got news for you, and you may want to sit down. If you haven't seen this, for about $2 million in cryptocurrency, you can own a 5-bedroom home in fancy Westport, Connecticut, which is selling for 250 Bitcoin. That's 3,030 Ethereum. I'm not sure what it is in the several thousand other types of digital currencies. But yes, you've heard that correctly, 250 Bitcoin. Susan, I guess you pronounce her name Vanek, who is both owner of the house and the realtor, decided to list her so-called modern farmhouse in cryptocurrency. That is a way to reach new buyers. And, you know, there are potentially plenty of nuts out there to consider it, apparently. You know, it's unclear exactly how many Bitcoin millionaires have been made, but even after the recent price crash, there are reportedly more than 12,000 addresses holding at least $1 million worth of Bitcoin. Melody, this is the fascinating development.
Well, you know, you can look at this the two different ways. Number one, she has her house price too high that she's really selling it. She doesn't have any buyers, so she's trying to find that new new market. Mm-hmm. You know, perhaps she can get the cryptocurrency. And or number two, not only is it overpriced, but even if the market is slowing. There's no buyers out there. So again, she's looking for a new market. And, you know, maybe people that are, you know, holding a lot of Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, maybe they think it's time to get rid of it, that it might crash here shortly, and they want to get something real, you know, for digits. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting. And but Realtor.com counted 37 single-family homes across the country that were accepting payments in Bitcoin. Half of them were in Florida. You know, when you think about, you know, the majority of people who reside in Florida, you know, they're retirees, and many of them. And I'm thinking, you know, really?
I know.
But 37 homes isn't a whole lot, but...
Think about a reverse Bitcoin mortgage. So, my word. You know, Vanek said that, you know, a buyer paying in crypto doesn't materialize, mainly because it's unclear if you can get a mortgage in one in Bitcoin. She is willing to take offers in regular dollars. So, you know, folks, you're looking to move to the, what is it, the third highest, the state with the third highest numbers of millionaires, as we reported last week. Well, maybe you ought to take a look at this house. It's only been on the market for less than a week. But Vanek says she's had dozens of inquiries. No offers yet, but it does look like it's time to watch Scarface again, Melody.
I guess.
Things are getting crazy. Good Lord.
Well, let's get this article in here. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, about the possible conflict between the U.S. and Iran. And we've certainly seen oil move back up. And, you know, people are estimating perhaps even to $200 a barrel. And this was according to one analyst, if we actually was some sort of a war with Iran. And so there has been some follow-up on this as the supreme leader of Iran endorsed the country's president's threat to shut the choke point if the U.S. sanctions disrupt Iran's exports. And so we'll have to see how this plays out. There are reports, there's one analyst at an energy hedge fund said that Brent crude is on the path to $90 a barrel. And we'll have to see if that is the case, which means higher gasoline prices for everyone.
Yeah, higher gasoline prices and God knows what else. It could be, that could send thousands, tens of thousands of troops from the U.S. and elsewhere back into the heart of the Middle East. The Strait of Hormuz is more than a symbolic. I mean, South China Sea is more symbolic, I think, at this point, in terms of, you know, what's going on with China. But Strait of Hormuz, that's big time, financing going through there. You know, besides sending prices out of sight at the gas pump, you know, especially since you know, some of the Trump administration members are reportedly, you know, talking about actual regime, promoting regime change in Iran. Whew, that could get ugly real fast. Now, before the break, can I just throw something out here? I just saw, Melody.
Sure.
I just saw this. National Security Advisor John Bolton just issued a statement that a planned fall White House visit for Russian President Vladimir Putin would be pushed to next year, citing the ongoing Russian investigation. So
we'll talk about that and many other things when we come back from the break. Thank you for listening. You're to Financial Survival. We'll be right back.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. $25 face value, 90% silver, $300. If you purchase two packages, you'll get free shipping, and it's readily available. You can purchase one package or 100 packages, but you must first give us a call, 800-375-4188. Was there any other information about delaying the visit with Putin, his invitation to the White House? You and I spoke during the break thinking that maybe more of a political, it's an election.
You know, Bolton was quoted as saying the president believes the next bilateral meeting with Putin should take place after the Russian witch hunt is over, so we've agreed that it will be held after the first of the year, which, as you suggested off air, probably has a lot more to do with the midterm elections and you know, the fallout that particularly members of Congress running for re-election are fearing based on you know, what happened after Helsinki. Now, it's interesting, the Kremlin apparently had played coy after Trump's initial invitation. He apparently suggested that he and Trump could meet on the sidelines of an international gathering like, say, November's G20 instead. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there will be opportunities, you know, before any official meeting in D.C. takes place. Now, another thing that's just breaking kind of as we're on the air is that the European Union has apparently agreed to make certain concessions on trade in order to stave off, you know, a trade war with the U.S. You know, we know that European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker traveled to D.C. this week hoping to pull the EU back from you know, the brink of this war with, you know, our president thinking about significant auto tariffs that'd be particularly damaging to EU countries like Germany. And now apparently, you know, they have agreed to, you know, lower industrial tariffs and as well as increase imports of soybeans and liquefied natural gas. That's according to a European Commission official. No details beyond that at this point, but it's certainly worth mentioning as, you know, gold won't necessarily look too kindly on that news. But again, we will see, you know, how it's laid out, how it's effectuated, and just how it plays into all the other virtual insanity going on, you know, in the global geopolitical scene. Melody.
Well, as you said, you know, there will almost immediately to buy more U.S. soybeans. We don't know how much they'll be able to buy to offset what China is not. They also want to import more LNG from the U.S., so I'm not sure how much of that is going to be taken, you know, from where they're getting it now. Isn't it, don't they get the LNG from Russia?
Well, yeah, a lot. Germany, yeah. In particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets, I think, 70%, if I recall correctly, it from Russia through that pipeline.
So perhaps maybe the meeting with Putin was delayed more because of, you know, taking away from the European Union. Maybe they got a little ticked off because now the European Union will be diversifying their energy supply with the U.S. So if they're doing 70%, if it drops to 50% or 40%, if that much, you know, it'll be kind of interesting to see what the real reason why. The real reason, maybe it wasn't the election year that we thought. Maybe it has to do with this purchasing the LNG from the U.S.
Yeah.
But also in that the U.S. agrees to refrain from imposing new tariffs on the European Union. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes on. And yeah, you're right. That was pretty much... there's also they're going to align regulatory standards to allow for medical devices to have better market access in Europe. They're still going to have to fine-tune language and a common statement on car tariffs. So that is probably, I don't know if that's a bigger deal than what the LNG is, you know, as far as these vehicles. So, but I think that's a good thing. And, you know, we'll have to see, you know, how it all plays out. And so it seems to be we have a good negotiator in the White House. Don't we? So that's good. That's a good thing. We'll have to see how it all plays out because, you know, when we get all these knee-jerk reactions on everything, and we'll have to see how it filters down. Keep our fingers crossed that it does help the farmers with the lack of soybean purchases from China and so forth. So anything that any little bit can help. While we're on stocks, you know, I just wanted to bring this up real quick. You know, I came across this, it's by an Emily Flitter. I don't know who she was with, CNBC or someplace. And she wrote an article, and it really wasn't much, you know, it was more of a reminder than this article being filled with a bunch of data and numbers and so forth. And the reminder is derivatives. You know, you don't hear very many people talk about derivatives anymore. And who she's writing about is Goldman Sachs. And this will be brief. And she starts off, in the maze of subsidiaries that make up Goldman Sachs Group, two in London have nearly identical names, Goldman Sachs International and Goldman Sachs International Bank. Both trade financial instruments known as derivatives with hedge funds, insurers, governments, and other clients. United States regulators, however, get detailed information only about the derivatives that are traded by the Goldman Sachs International. So, you know, when we talk about the regulation, and even with the Dodd-Frank was to some degree supposed to improve the regulators' ability to monitor the derivatives, the Dodd-Frank Act contained a big gap. Banks don't have to disclose to American regulators their holdings of derivatives housed in certain offshore entities. So here you have Goldman Sachs, you know, that they don't have to report only from Goldman Sachs International. There's $600 trillion of derivatives. And so everyone thinks that, oh, this 2008 is not going to happen again, that they took care of the derivatives problem. No, they did not. They made everybody think that they did, just like everything else. They do a little bit, make a big hoopla out of something, but they always leave that little loophole in there. They always leave that little loophole in there. So these Goldman Sachs and all the rest of them, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, all of them. And we know the condition of Deutsche Bank, you know, and they're holding the biggest book of derivatives. And yet all these other banks, we really have no idea how much of that $600 trillion that they're holding on their books and how that is all divvied up. And but yet we're made to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
because of the Dodd-Frank and the regulations and so forth. Of course, we all know that Dodd-Frank was, you know, pretty much a lot of those regulations were reversed. But again, the article was just a reminder of something in the background no one's really talks about, no one ever mentions, and it's just there waiting to break open, and the damage that it's going to be done by, you know, it's
the lack of transparency, Melody, is appalling.
Yeah, it is.
After what the country, the entire global financial system went through a mere 10 years ago. And here we are being shut out from access to the kind of information that, had we known prior to the crisis last time, you know, I'm not sure it could have been avoided, but no. Certainly the impact, the amount of money that it took to bail out the too big to fail banks could have been substantially less. And some in Congress now are seriously talking about a return to Glass-Steagall. Essentially prohibit these kinds of investments by these institutions. But I just think this lack of transparency is just another accident waiting to happen. It's pretty scary, folks.
But this is exactly the type of loophole, Dave, that they need in order to create these programs so they can keep the system. There's so much money involved. There's so much billions and trillions of dollars being made.
They're
not going to close any loopholes. They know governments are there to bail them out, because the governments, you know, they've got the little old taxpayer there ready to say, hey, you know.
The corporatization of our democracy, you know, continues, and it's astounding, it's appalling, it's outrageous, but you can't be surprised that there's such a revolving door that goes from one side of the swamp into the other, between Washington and then back to the private sector, particularly these big banks.
Yeah.
And why so many of them are senior economic advisors to our presidents, our secretaries of treasuries and undersecretaries and so forth.
It's just, you know, that, you know, we talked previously about, you know, when we talk about the elite and the deep state and so forth, there's so many different levels of corruption, and God bless anyone that's in the administration that's trying to solve the problems that we do, but the problems are really too big to be solved. And I think what we need, and I think everything is all about bringing in revenue, because our debt's too big. You're going to have the rates rising. It can't be serviced, and this is all going to come to a head. It's all going to peak out. Hopefully, and you know what, these trade agreements at this point in time will help us at that point in time. So hopefully we'll be able to go forward and we'll be in a better position.
What about bringing back the gold?
And that's it, our monetary policy has to be addressed. Or we'll just be on another, they'll create another program just to get us through the problem that we face at that point in time. And it's going to be business as usual, except that the people of this country, the savings, the people that have worked hard, the people who have saved for their retirements, the people who are responsible, trying to provide for their retirement, they will be wiped out. I was reading today, and I'll share it a little bit tomorrow, because I think we're running a little bit out of time, with this new tax cut, too. They're going to slide in there, and we've talked about it many times on this program after the Great Recession of 2008, where an annuity-like program would be created so people would have income for the rest of their lives. They wouldn't have to worry about running out of money. It's being floated around in this tax cut, too. So, again, the legislation's already been written. They've just been waiting for the proper time to bring it on. And
Paul Ryan's swan song.
What's that?
all Ryan's swan song.
Swan song.
Yeah, ending Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid as we know it.
Yes. So, and he's running out of time. And that was interesting things are coming to pass, and, you know, we get good news in one breath, and then the next, while you're involved in that and distracted by the good news, you have all this other things that are going on. So don't get caught, ladies and gentlemen, between the truth and know what it is and prepare yourselves for it. It's not going to be too much longer, I guarantee you, before something breaks. And I was talking to someone earlier today, and I told you, Dave, where they went to a financial planner, and they says, we know something's coming. And I said, did they sell you gold? Did they recommend gold? No. What'd they give you? Paper. So how's that? So the financial planners know what's coming. Everybody knows. But they're not going to sell you what's going to help you. The only ones that'll do that is Discount Gold and Silver. So give us a call, 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I don't know if this, we're pretty much... we were going to talk a little bit today about China is following Russia and devaluing its currency. We don't have time to do that. We'll have to bring that to you on Friday. And anything you want to add before we head out, Dave?
I don't, other than just to say to listeners, keep your chins up and your smiles brimming. You know, the fact that gold is down, silver's down, you know, relative to January 1st, consider that a buying opportunity, folks. Don't wait till prices soar again. Call us now, 1-800-375-4188.
Thank you, Dave. I'll be back tomorrow with Butch Paul. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.